B-Pod Studios.
What's going on, guys? I listen to y'all all the time.
Hey, I love y'all. I listen to y'all religiously.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show on KISS 95.1.
Hey, we're here. Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to your Wednesday. Today is September 14th, 2022. We're also in a Mercury retrograde.
Great.
We got a text from someone who said, I just heard you guys talking about the Mercury retrograde, and I'm getting married Saturday, so that's not great timing for me, is it? It said, don't start anything new during a Mercury retrograde. Don't write a don't sign a contract. Which is interesting because we just got our contracts.
Yeah. Maybe we should just hang on to them until the retrograde's over.
Yeah, October 2nd, you guys will get the back. That's what I'll tell them.
And I thought it was later than that. I thought you told me later than that.
No, I think it's October. I think it's the 9th.
I legitimately put it on my calendar yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What's it say? You wrote it.
I don't know.
Yeah, October 2nd.
Oh, okay.
September 9th or October 2nd. You may hear all sorts of things being blamed on the planet of communications retrograde period. Mercury, of course, is the planet of communication. And they said, let's see, betrayal, fights in relationships.
I'm not kidding you. You know when somebody annoys you when they sleep? I was so annoyed with Dallas yesterday. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night, and he had, like, pulled the covers a certain way, and I was like, ugh, of course you did.
Just retrograding them.
I know.
What's the one thing you need to tell us? I know you had a rough day yesterday. If you didn't hear, Lorenz au pair Laura went back to Colombia, and she's awaiting a new au pair.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me your name. I know it. It's Kiara.
Good job.
Well, Kiara from Lion King 2. She's coming from Italy eventually.
Yes. So she goes for her visa appointment today. So actually, it's right now. So everyone say a little silent prayer for me.
Oh, God, the retrograde.
Because she goes at 9 a.m.
To get her visa to be able to leave Italy and come here.
Yeah. So.
All right. You can do it, Kiara.
You can do it. Yesterday was a little crazy for me. It was a big day for everyone. Laura went to the airport to go back to Colombia. Jackson had his first night of soccer shots.
Oh, how
soccer
was that?
Practice. Adorable.
Awesome.
Adorable. And then I had a PTA meeting. It was a
mom
big
of the
day.
Year.
I know.
What did Dallas say to Laura? Because it's like, it's goodbye. It's literally goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, hey, I'll pick you up in a week.
I don't know, because Dallas took her to the airport, and Dallas doesn't have great communication outside of a retrograde, so I'm not really sure what he said to her when he dropped her off. But I asked, was she okay, and he said no.
Okay.
But she did text me last night when she got home.
Yeah. Oh, good. That she's ready to come back?
No. Oh. She was excited to see her family.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's awesome. The one thing I was going to share with you isn't nearly as exciting as that, but it was exciting for me. I went to QC Kinetics yesterday to get my ankles worked on. It was my last therapy with QC Kinetics.
Oh.
Regenerative treatments on my ankles. They feel so good. Hottie Jarrett did it for me, Loren.
Hottie Jarrett. You were
Jarrett.
Doing your commercial yesterday, and you're like, I have a date today. And I was like, with Hot Jarrett?
Hot Jarrett. Yeah. I'll post a picture of Hot Jarrett at the MRL show on our Insta. But when I leave, Jennifer at the front desk said, hey, I listened to you say that when you went to the store, your Harris Teeter didn't have pretzel rods and you were unable to find them. And you want to know if there was a pretzel rod shortage. I love pretzel rods. I said, yeah, it was terrible. She goes, I got a present for you. And she opened up her desk. And in the cabinet was a thing of pretzel rods.
Wow, she goes, that's so nice.
She said, I heard you, my teeter has them, and I heard you saying that you were coming in, so I went yesterday and I bought them. I was like, Jennifer, that is the sweetest thing ever. Thank you so much for doing that. So, and then also I found out yesterday that we live in a small world.
Okay.
Like, the connections that we have with each other are crazy. Let's do some songs and I'll explain. I found out that somebody that I know, who doesn't know my wife really except on the show, knows somebody that my wife works with really well.
Okay.
And they're not even in North Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah, it's strange. And you'll understand when I explain it to you coming up on a Wednesday show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny and Loren Show, all the hits, Kiss 95.1. So maybe you have a moment like this where you look at your Facebook and you see you have a friend. And so it was one of my buddies' birthday. His name's Tony. And Tony was having people wish him a happy birthday. And one person, like I was reading some of the happy birthday comments, and one person was saying, so this guy Tony owns Dunkin' Donuts and other fast food stores in New Jersey where I grew up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I was at one of your stores and had a terrible experience. And so Tony's like, DM me. So I clicked on the guy. I go, well, who's putting this on a happy birthday message? So I click on the guy, and we have two mutual friends, okay?
All right.
Tony being one, and a woman I went to college with.
It's random.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, that weird random, like, yeah. How do they know each other?
Yeah.
And if you look at your Facebook, you guys, and find somebody who you were friends with growing up, and then now they're friends with somebody who you knew later in life,
mm-hmm.
That's a crazy connection to me.
It is. And, you know, I feel like I do run into it a lot in, like, smaller towns, though. You know what I mean? Like, if I knew somebody from Pittsburgh who moved to South Florida, and now we do have mutual friends, and I'm not the, like, key point in...
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Fort Lauderdale is, like, it's kind of like Charlotte. It's a very small town where, like, if you're in a certain age demographic, I feel like everybody knows everybody else.
Oh, that's funny. And then I got a message from Mel, who's somebody that has been part of this show since its original incarnation of Drex and myself back in 2012, right? So this is someone who I knew when she was like 15, and she came to a One Direction concert, and I'll never forget. She was so happy to meet Harry Styles. She won tickets for meet and greet. So we've been kind of friendly, and she always says nice things about my kids. And so she said, I just found out my friend Courtney works with your wife. I was like, oh my God, such a small world. She goes, yeah, she's from Fort Mill, but she lives in Dallas and works at Amanda's Dallas office.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. I'm like, man, it is a small world, but I sure wouldn't like to mow its yard. You know what I mean? So you saw this story, Loren?
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. I'm not that mad at it. And I know a lot of people who saw it on, like, Instagram or TikTok or wherever you find trending things were freaking out over this. And I actually think it was kind of nice.
Did you see the video?
No.
See, we need to look at the video because we need to see how the people in the nursing home are reacting. So a nursing home is apologizing for hiring strippers for seniors in wheelchairs. A veteran state-run retirement facility in Taiwan is catching some heat for the way they decided to celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival, an important Chinese festival. An attendee videoed the celebration where a stripper was paid by the facility to put on a show for wheelchair-bound senior citizens, including lap dances. To be fair, the residents didn't seem to be upset. At least one scene on the video squeezing the woman's ass.
Oh, well, that's kind of problematic.
While she danced.
Yeah.
How? Well, that's a problem?
If he's like he's touching the...
It depends. Hey, every stripper's got different rules.
Okay.
Anyway, it hit social media, and the nursing home received backlash and apologized. In a statement, they said their intention was to, quote, entertain the residents and make them happy.
It's definitely better than bingo night.
You think?
I mean, I'm watching the video right now, and, it's not that bad. Listen, we got my brother a stripper for his 18th birthday.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Oh, yeah, he's, like, she doesn't seem mad about it. She's kind of laughing about it, but he is touching her.
Is he old?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's wheelchair bound.
He's got an oxygen tank on.
Oh, my God.
But everybody around the nursing home, by the way, has their, like, video cameras and iPads
oh
out,
my
like,
gosh.
Videoing it.
Strippers normally don't allow that type of thing,
She didn't take any. Like, she's in... Like
yeah.
A full brief bottom and a bra.
Oh, okay.
It's not like she's in dental floss and no shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is. You've waited 87 years for this. Coming in hot is Sparkles. Hey. What is she doing on that pole?
Yeah, it's not like she's in a G-string with no bra on. Okay. She's got clothing.
Can you do us a favor? Can you put the video up at the MRL show?
I don't know if I can repost this.
Kiss
I can
95.
Try.
Blog about it at kiss95.1.com and go check it out there, you guys.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show.
All right, Ren, it's never easy and it's never a comfortable conversation to have when you need to borrow money from a friend. In fact, relationships and friendships can be ruined over it. But we found an article that says here's the way to do it if you are going to ask a friend for money or a friend asks you for money. And that's what's always difficult is when a friend asks you for money because you're like, oh, I want to help you. But we're all individuals. Like, we all have our individual lives and our individual families.
Right.
And once you start dipping outside of that, it could get sticky. By the way, text us real quick or call us. Tell us how much a friend asked you for, how much money a friend asked you for, and did you give them the money, and did you get the money back? 704-570-9595. We always love to check the pulse of the people in the Carolinas and see if these articles hold true to what's going on here.
Yeah, you know, I hear people say all the time, like, don't lend money that you think like you couldn't live without if you didn't get back. Like, assume that you're not getting it back.
That's true. Don't lend money to someone that you don't think you're going to get back. But also, don't ask someone for money if you haven't exhausted all your avenues. Like, I know someone who asked somebody for a couple thousand dollars and had a motorcycle sitting in their garage.
Oh, right. And so, like, you should have sold the motorcycle before you asked somebody for money.
Exactly,
okay, I get that.
Yeah.
Unless that's your only mode of transportation.
Of course.
All right, so this article says you need to get everything in writing. This will help avoid any potential future misunderstandings. Think like a bank is basically what they want you to do.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business transaction at this point.
Treat the loan like any other bill. You have a day that you need to pay it. It's just like your mortgage or your rent. And if it comes later than that, well, I don't know if I necessarily agree with the late payment, but...
They say to charge, like, interest?
Well, I guess that would go back to, like, getting it in writing, right?
Okay.
Like, if it's not paid by a certain day, then if you want interest on it, then, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know. Like, if I asked a friend for money, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
If you're asking a friend for money, the person who's asking has to be in some sort of a rough situation. So I kind of see what you're saying. So to hit them with the, I'll give you the money.
But if you don't pay it by this date, I want interest on it. Like, that's a little rough.
But then the person asking has to realize that it's a real deal if you go there.
Yeah.
Maybe then you go ask another friend who's not going to hit you with that.
Sure. The next idea to avoid, like, problems when you're borrowing money is to not... okay, hold on. Don't lend it if it's going to threaten your financial security.
Right, okay? Makes sense. Don't give more than you can.
Right. And then don't lend to anybody with a history of financial irresponsibility or like a substance abuse or like a gambling problem or something like that. And then the last one is just don't do it.
I mean, it's okay to say no.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I would be more comfortable... lending somebody money than co-signing on something for them.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you're in and you're out. Like, if you co-sign, you're part of that whole ride.
Right, and you could ruin my credit that way.
Yes.
Where if you borrow from me, I might lose whatever you're asking me for, but at least I'm not burdened long-term.
And the other thing, too, is if a friend comes to you and you have the means, just lend them the money and maybe don't ask for a payback if you have the means, because that's what being a good friend is all about. Like, you lean on friends, you lean on family, and if somebody came to you and said, hey, can I borrow, like, $300? And you can do that without asking for it back. Like, that's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
But don't do it over and over again. Jessica in Gaffney said, my ex-husband asked me for $5,000 after our divorce so he could move to be with the girl he got prego during our marriage. Did she give it to him, you think?
I kind of want to know if she knew what it was for beforehand.
She did.
Oh.
Do you think she gave it to him?
I'm going to say yeah, just to get away. Like,
damn right.
Just get away from me.
I gave it to him on the condition he never speaks to me again.
Yep.
Michelle Monroe said, I gave $3,000 for a down payment for their mortgage. They did pay me back as soon as they got their next few paychecks. So that worked out nicely.
That is nice.
And then Kristen in Fort Mill says, I agree. Give the money as much as you can give without hurting you. I did once and said, if you could pay me back, great. If not, that's fine, too. That's really good.
Yeah.
And then someone said, I had a friend who gambled their whole paycheck away. Oh. His wife gave him to the end of the week to get the money back or get out. I gave him $250 and never got it back. But you helped save the guy's marriage, it sounds like.
You don't think that's going to rear its ugly head again?
Maybe he doubled down on the 250 and made 500 and everybody's happy.
Okay.
Except the lender.
Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
McKenna, you sent us a message saying that you think your boyfriend Corey is cheating on you. What's going on?
Yeah, so Corey and I have been dating about 8 months. And we were supposed to have a date last Saturday, and he canceled last minute. And then at about 10:30 that night, he called me, and I was still, you know, pretty pissed about him canceling. And so I, you know, sent him the voicemail. And when I listened to it, he left this voicemail saying, hey, Ashley, it's Corey. Just wondering where you're at. Call me. So.
Oh, well, that's clearly not you.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that Ashley's not a friend or somebody that he knows.
Yeah, no. And if she blew him off, maybe he made other plans. But still.
It's not cheating if you make other plans to go out with someone else and you don't hook up, right?
It is.
It is cheating?
I mean,
if you have the intent of
dating?
Yeah.
Think about it. If he's not hooking up with Ashley and he's just hanging out with her, like if I called you or Nicole to hang out.
Let me put it this way. I wouldn't be happy if I canceled on Dallas and then turned around and Dallas was going out with some random chick I didn't know.
Are you saying I love you?
Yeah.
Oh.
We just started saying it.
Oh. I don't know. I honestly have a good feeling about this one.
You do?
Yeah.
So I haven't confronted him. Yeah, obviously. Because one of my girlfriends suggested doing War of the Roses instead.
And after listening to War of the Roses for years, here you are now, McKenna, being part of it.
I know.
Okay, let's get him on the line. I'm down him up right now.
If it's not to you, let's get as much information out of him as we can, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Corey, please.
This is him.
Hi, Corey. My name is Roxanne. I'm just calling because I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. I'm calling from Flowers for You. So I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love. We just ask that you tell somebody about our services in exchange for the flowers.
So what is it?
One of your friends tagged you in a post that we were promoting on Instagram. We do these giveaways from time to time, and we randomly select somebody who's been tagged. Well, we randomly selected you. So I just need the name of someone that you'd like to send romantic flowers to, and then I can get their information and get them out today.
So it's like, I don't have to pay anything or anything like that?
Nope. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
All right, cool. Yeah. Okay, it's actually initials. It's just A-D.
Okay, what does the A stand for, just so we can make sure that these flowers get to the right place?
It's not important. I can give you, like, address and stuff, but it's just AD.
We just like to have a first name to confirm that the right person received the roses, you know.
I don't know. She just goes by AD.
Is it Ashley?
Actually, yeah, good guess. I don't know.
Okay, what would you like to put on Ashley's card?
How about just can't wait for next time?
Okay, we can put that on here. How do you think McKenna's going to feel about that?
What?
The one that you just started saying I love you to, but you just sent romantic flowers to Ashley?
What's going on? Oh, my God.
Corey, you're on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show on War of the Roses. We catch cheaters.
Who the f*** is Ashley?
Are you kidding me, McKenna?
Who's Ashley?
She's a phone. She's a phone I've been, like, hanging out with everyone, but not anything.
You've been hanging out with her? You canceled our date to hang out with some other chick, and you're telling me you're not cheating on me?
No, it was
roses. And you're saying, can't wait for next time.
And Corey, I said multiple times they were romantic roses.
Well, I canceled the other night because, like, honestly,
she's going through a really tough time, and I just thought she needed somebody, and I'm going through a tough time. I thought these roses would just kind of cheer her up. I didn't mean anything by it.
What can't wait for next time? Explain that. You've been telling me you've loved me for a month.
I don't understand how we've been together for 8 months, and you can't just call me about this or trust me instead of calling me up on the radio.
Lying.
You know, and I really have a good feeling about this one.
Dude, you did the ultimate screw-up, leaving the voicemail.
I don't even know that he knows about that yet.
I mean, you know what you did, right?
I mean, yeah.
We know Ashley. You left the voicemail.
Yeah,
where you said, just wondering where you're at, call me.
So why wouldn't you troubleshoot that after you left the voicemail? You knew you left it on the wrong phone. You don't even know how to cheat. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
Got a DM at the MRL show from Natalie.
What did Natalie's DM say?
Hey, I just wanted to reach out since I moved back to Charlotte after leaving in 2015. I used to listen to the show every in capital day. I moved to Texas and Oregon and pretty much stopped listening to the radio since I couldn't find a show as good as this one. Oh, man, was I happy to be back here so that y'all are still on the air.
Aw.
I'm so, so excited. Anyways, thanks for adding some fun to my days. That's from Natalie. And, of course, we wrote back and said, Natalie, thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can always listen to us, you guys, even when you're out of Charlotte. There's a Kiss 95.1 app that is brand new and upgraded that is awesome. You can download that or wherever you stream, like, live stuff.
What? You can get the podcast, too.
That's right. You can listen to the show, but that's not live.
On demand, right.
You can listen to it on demand.
But if, like, your time's changed and now you're not in the car at a certain time or you didn't catch the whole show, you can get it on demand.
We have a partnership with Odyssey. You can listen to us there on the Odyssey app. There's ways to stream us live. And we actually, it's funny because we got a text message from someone this morning that goes, are you on, they said, what channel on Sirius XM? And I said, 80s on 8. And they said, thanks. I go, I think I'm doing something wrong because Sweet Child of Mine is playing on that at the moment.
Oh, why don't mess with people?
I said, we're just messing with you. You got to get the Kiss 95.1 app is probably the best way to do it because you can get everything show related there. So now we want to hear from you, parents, where you had that moment in your life where you were like, yep, that's my kid. Or like, of course my son said that. Of course my daughter did that. That's just who they are. They're a chip off the old block. 704-570-9595. My moment was the other day after Dean's soccer game on Saturday. He's got a new coach. He's upgraded. He's U10 now. So he's got the U10 coach, and we were walking out, and the U10 coach came over as we were walking back to our cars and said, hey, Dean played really well today. He's good. You know, I said, great. That's good to hear. He needs the confidence because he's one of the shorter guys on the field.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he's got some personality, just like that.
Yeah, that's your kid right there.
So my response always is, yeah, he takes after his mom. And then everybody always laughs.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, he's got some personality. I go, yeah, that's my kid because I see Dean at practice and I see him during the game. And he like every team needs a really good player. Every team needs players that play their positions and know what they're doing. And then every team needs somebody who's like kind of a rah-rah.
Comic relief.
Kind of. Like, hey, let's lighten it up a little bit. We're still just playing kids soccer. I think that's Dean's role. But at that moment, I was like, yep, of course that's my kid. He's got the personality. Your kid's got the mouth like yours. And I remember you saying that.
He
swore at Santa Claus.
No, he was just very surprised that Santa ate his cookies, so he dropped the mother of all
the next morning.
Words, right.
Christmas morning.
No, you know what Cash does that I go, oh, of course you do that, because I did that as a child. If you are not, like, looking at him or paying attention to him, and he, like, you, I could be talking to you, and if he's sitting on my lap and he wants to say something to me, he will turn my face to look at him. And I used to do that as a child, and I remembered,
there's nothing more invasive.
The first time I saw Cash do it was to my mom, and my mom just looked at me and she goes, oh God, he's you.
We can have some fun with this, so jump on the phone and tell us, kind of brag about your kids a little bit this morning. What do your children do, or what has your child done that makes you go, yeah, of course that's my kid? 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny and Lauren Morning Show, all the hits, Kiss 95.1. Don't forget, Monday morning, your first shot at $1,000 comes at 8 a.m. Monday morning. We're kissing your bills goodbye, giving you an extra $1,000 in your bank account. That's what we want to do for you. Whatever you want to do with the $1,000 is fine. We want you to kiss your bills goodbye and, you know, live a stress-free life. But Monday morning, you've got five chances to win $1,000 five times a day starting Monday morning at 8 a.m. with the Manny and Lauren Show. Alicia in Mooresville, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Alicia, all of our kids, they're a chip off the old block, and we're talking about when you had that moment where you went, of course that was my kid. Of course they said that. What was yours?
So my two-year-old, she's now talking and everything, and first it was the facial expressions. And we're like, yeah, you know, that's exactly like mom. But then it's now, okay, go and do this. And she goes, no. No, thank you.
Well, at least she's polite.
And who is that, Alicia? Is that you?
Oh, it's definitely me.
Yeah.
It's most definitely me.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, she will straight up tell you she's not doing it, but she's sorry that she's telling me.
You know, now that she says that, Jackson does the vocal fry that I do. Like, if I, no, he does that now.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm like, no, did you just vocal fry? Who are you, Kim Kardashian?
No.
Cheryl and Matthews, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Cheryl, how are your kids a chip off the old block?
Oh, good Lord. I wish that mine, I can tell you a cute little story of when they're little, but I think that my son, I've got twin boys, and the younger one, I think he was reincarnated from my dad, if that's possible. He is like the biggest prankster. We go into the stores and he like will connect his phone onto the Bluetooth. All of a sudden I'm hearing farting through Target. I'm like, oh my God, it's my son. He got himself kicked out of Carowinds because he was on the Blue Blaster and he wanted to scare people better. So he got out so he can freak people out and jump out.
You made the ride experience better. And you're like, yep, that's my son.
That is hilarious.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, someone said, I know it's a chip off the old block and I know it's my child because they do the food dance when eating something they're enjoying. You know, the da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's lots of people saying my son uses lots of puns. My granddaughter gives me the evil eye, just like my daughter did. That someone little said, side eye.
Someone said my daughter almost got arrested for fighting a man who was treating another girl badly at a bar.
Okay, Chris, she's feisty.
Chris Rock has a joke in one of his stand-ups years ago. He's like, I got two daughters, and one daughter is good. Like, she's got the world, and the other daughter is, like, my baby. Mm-hmm. If you did anything to her, you know, I'm going to beat you. That's what Chris Rock says. And so Chris Rock said one day, like, the older girl called and she's like, daddy, daddy, you know, the one that can stand by herself. Daddy, daddy, I got to tell you something. He goes, who'd you beat up? That's how he answers the phone for her. Because you just know your kids just have those innate traits.
That might be Jackson in the future.
There you go.
It's the Manny and Lauren Show on Kiss 95.1.
All right, Nicole needs your help. Even though Loren and I told her she's clear, finders, keepers. Tell everyone what you found, Nicole, in the hallway right here at the Beasley Media Group Center.
Okay. So, yesterday morning,
I was here. I was the first one here. And I'm walking to the printer. And I find some cash.
Do you want to say how much?
An undisclosed amount.
Undisclosed. That actually is a really good idea. Because then even if somebody comes to you now and says, hey, I dropped cash, you can say, well, how much was it?
Correct. Now, it's not just a $5 bill. To me, it's a good amount of money.
It is a good amount of money.
And I immediately brought it in here and was like, what do I do? Because I don't know what to do.
So gone are the days of the radio stations here, us, Power 98, K1047V, and WSOC, the country station, having a lot of artists in. Mm-hmm. So gone are the days right now where that could have been, you know, a record rep walking in. Somebody. We didn't have an event.
But we don't know. But gone are the days where no one's here. So, like, there are other people here. There are other departments. They're in, right. And they have clients. They have people. So it's not just like there's five of us in the station and it's one of us.
The other thing that's really funny, too, is that Nicole feels like she's being trapped. Like she's like somebody
like
set
a
trap.
I do.
It's a test. So somebody dropped money on the ground. They have the security camera and they want to see if Nicole is being honest and giving it back. But that's BS. You didn't steal the money. You found the money. It's not like you took it off of somebody's
right.
desk.
And I found it in like the 4 o'clock hour. So it's not like so it's clearly been there. Like
so it was either somebody overnight or somebody who was here for the morning shows.
People poll.
No, from the day before. No, because I was the first one here yesterday.
But even with for the other stations?
Yeah. Yeah, I was the first
Nicole's
one
Nicole's the first one in the building.
Yeah.
Ever since Phil and Mel moved to afternoons on K, Nicole's the first one here every morning.
So there was literally no one there before me, but I looked at it and I said, this is a test, but here's my predicament because A, it's not like I just want to keep and be like, finders keepers, haha, you lost this, whatever. I feel like, because normally if someone loses something, they go to our office manager and they say, hey, do you mind sending out an email?
Right.
I've misplaced this piece of jewelry. And
this amount of money.
Right. And then an email goes out saying, hey, if you find this, like, let us know.
Right.
But if I send an email and say, hey, I found so-and-so amount in cash, and then she sends out an email and say, hey, did anyone lose cash?
Then I'm going to respond to the email and say, hey, it's mine.
I don't know. You think that many people have no morals in this building?
Maybe.
Well, Andrea in Newton says, keep the money, Nicole, but Amanda in Hickory says, turn it in. What if it's the cleaning folks' food money?
That was a really... It was a lot of money.
It was.
And I don't think... I'm pretty sure... We got rid of our overnight crew. Like, I don't think that exists anymore because there are things that are not cleaned until the morning.
See, I think you're looking at this all wrong. You're seeing it as a test. I see it as the universe knew what you needed and it gave it to you.
That's true. You stopped your Rover deal.
This is true. I mean, my cat is going to the vet next week.
Instead of picking up poop, you're picking up money.
Hold on.
We've got to go to commercial.
Going to the vet, like Woofer's going to the vet or actually going to the vet?
No, Lauren. I don't live in denial. The vet needs a doctor appointment.
We're going to do a commercial. We'll get these out of the way. And then we want a people poll going on right now. So text us or call us 704-570-9595. Text us and tell us, what should Nicole do? Is it finders keeper? She found cash on the floor. Should she keep it or should she turn it in? Let us know.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
We're in the middle of a people poll. What should Nicole do with the money that she found? Hey, get Jess. Jess!
Hold on.
Get Jess.
I'll grab her.
Miss Jess from Power 98 will come in. We'll get her. You want a business call?
Which might... No, I'm not.
No, there's Miss Jess from Power 98. All right, we're doing a people poll.
Okay.
Where we're getting a poll of the Carolinas.
Okay.
Someone in the room found a pretty good amount of cash on the floor yesterday morning.
Uh-huh.
And he or she wants to know, should they turn it in or keep it? Like, finders keepers or turn it in. It's been a day. Nobody has said anything. No emails have gone out about missing cash. What do you think?
I don't believe that you should block your blessings.
Thank you. That's what I said. I said maybe you're looking at it wrong. Maybe the universe is giving you something.
Don't block your blessings. I'm getting a shirt that says that. All right. Thanks, Miss Jess. It's not yours, right?
I hope not.
No.
Yeah.
Listen,
but, I mean, I also feel like if I had lost a substantial amount of money, I would have gone and told somebody, hey, I have lost this amount of money. If you have found it, please let me know.
And so if somebody comes to you and says, hey, I lost money, do you have it or have you seen it? Then you give it back. Yeah. But I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm not exactly going to give that information out.
Somebody said keep it, but make sure it's not fake.
That's real. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks, Miss Jess from Power 98. Love having her in from the Madhouse. Jan says keep it. Someone said if someone lost that much money, they would have mentioned it with hopes that someone would have found it. An email would have went out already. And then you get a lot of people that go karma, you know.
Yeah, but maybe this is the
turn it in.
But maybe this is the flip side of karma. Maybe she deserves the $100.
803 says turn it in. That's always the answer. If it's not yours. Someone said, hey, that's my money. And I left it there the other day, hoping that someone would pick it up. Someone did text that. Turn it into the manager. They don't need to send an email. If someone lost a decent amount of cash, they would likely go to the manager themselves.
Yeah.
All right, give it till Friday.
Yeah, I say give it till Friday.
And then we spending it.
Rent.
That's right. Yeah, rent. Is that a new bar in town? All right, we need to play Campy Loren right now. 704-570-9595. 100 money on the line if you win. Just kidding.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
We have ourselves a hometown battle.
Yep. Sarah from Ballantyne, welcome to the Manny and Loren Show. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Thank you.
All right. Throw her out of the studio so we can try and throw you free Cheerwine for a year.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
All right, there she goes. Sarah said she just did a daycare drop-off, so she's alone. So it's a one-on-one battle between Sarah and Loren, both from Ballantyne. She's got 139 wins. Does she get to 140? We'll find out. Orlando Bloom's partner and mother of his child hints at making a new record. Who is she? Orlando Bloom's baby mama is... She kissed a girl and she liked it.
Katy Perry.
In an interview, Gisele Bündchen seems conflicted about her husband's return to football. Who is Gisele's husband?
Tom Brady.
Christina Aguilera has unfollowed this Baby Hit Me One More Time singer on Insta after she body-shamed Christina.
Britney Spears.
Question four. This actress known for roles like Rachel on Friends has just bought a new home from Oprah. You get a home. You get a home. Who is she?
Jennifer Aniston.
And question five, as the 15-year-old story of the Kim K tape heats up once again, TMZ is reporting that emails have been leaked that say that her mom was involved in the notorious tape with whom? Who is
Taylor Swift?
Okay, come on in, Loren. All right, not bad. Sarah got four correct.
Okay. That's pretty good, Sarah.
Yeah, I think she might have misunderstood question five, but we'll see. We'll see what you have to say.
Okay.
Orlando Bloom's partner and mother of his child hinted at making a new record. Who is that?
Katy Perry.
She got that one right. She needed a little push and a little hint, but she got it right. Okay. 1-1. In an interview with Gisele Bündchen, seems conflicted about her husband's return to football. Who is her husband?
Tom Brady.
That is correct, and it's 2-2. Christina Aguilera has unfollowed this Baby Hit Me One More Time singer on Insta after she allegedly body-shamed her.
Britney Spears.
That is correct. It is 3-3. And this actress known for roles like Rachel on Friends, who just bought a new home from Oprah. You get a home. You get a home.
You get a house. You get a house.
Who is that?
Jennifer Aniston.
It is 4-4. Question five. As the 15-year-old story of the Kim K tape heats up once again, TMZ is reporting that there's leaked emails that prove that Kim's mom was involved in this tape with who? Kim K and who?
Ray J.
Ray J is the right answer. That's what we were looking for. The original launching point for Kim Kardashian. All right, final score, Loren 5 and Sarah 4. So Loren wins the Battle of Ballantyne, and you now have 140 straight wins.
Sarah, you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
I'm Sarah in Ballantyne, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for being a great sport, Sarah.
Thanks, it's so much fun.
It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. On Friday night, we had our Glow Golf event. Thanks to everyone who came out to Emerald Lake Golf Course and signed up to help raise money for our Secret Santa for the kids inside Novant Health, Hemby Children's Hospital. Great turnout, great night. What beautiful weather we had, and we had so much fun playing glow golf.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was there. And at one point, I look, and Big Al, who works in the promotions department, is doing video of my brother, Rich. And so I walk over to Rich, and he's like, hey, I'm Manny's brother. I'm out here having a good time doing like a testimonial, you know, type thing.
Okay.
So I walk over and I go, I'm the real Manny. I'm the more handsome. I'm the funnier one. And my brother goes, yeah, but I've got the brains. And I thought, ooh, this would be a great thing to bring on the radio. So here's what we want you to do. You got to call us and tell us, my sibling is blank, but I'm blank. Maybe my sibling is smarter, but I'm richer. Maybe my sibling is older, but I'm better looking. Whatever it may be.
Okay.
I'm just thinking of petty things.
Mm.
You, I know yours.
What's mine?
My sibling is younger and the favorite in the family.
I was thinking my sibling is the favorite, but...
I'm living in a chateau and he's not.
I don't live in a chateau. But yeah, let's go with that.
Don't you like that idea?
Yeah.
You like this game?
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about our siblings, everybody. We all look at each other. My sibling is blank, but I'm blank. Fill in the blanks now at 704-570-9595. We'll have some fun this morning with our brothers and sisters.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
Hey, jump in on this conversation. Call producer Nicole and tell her, my sibling is blank, but I'm blank. We're filling in the blanks this morning on the Manny and Lorenz Show.
See, producer Nicole can't play this because she's an only child.
Okay, so, you know, we're as inclusive as we can be most of the time.
Of course.
And this time she's out. I said that my brother, my oldest brother, is not as handsome or not as funny as me, but he is wealthier and retired and smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what? He's got me there.
Someone texted in and said, my older sister is the momager of the family, but I am the younger queen bee.
Did you see this one? My sibling is younger, but I have the better personality.
I like to think maybe that's me and my brother.
Someone said, my sibling is more athletic than me, but my parents spend more money on me.
Mm.
Sibling rivalries this morning. My sister is older and smarter, but I'm cuter and have a career. Lorraine, did we come up with a good one?
That's such a diabolical laugh.
Because it's funny. She's saying, hey, you might be smart, but guess what? You don't have a career.
I know. It just sounded like something out of like Despicable Me or something.
Did we figure out one for you for real? Vin's 7 years younger than you.
Yeah.
Did you figure out one? My sibling is younger.
But I have the better personality. I like that one.
Yeah. Vin's funny, but he's quiet funny.
Yeah.
My brother may have a bigger house and better jobs, but I have the paid off house and no debt.
Look at you.
That's funny. Oh, God. Is this my brother?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, brother.
Good morning.
Did you want to play?
It's a smarter meanie.
Did you want to play this morning?
I'll play. If you need me to play, sure.
My sibling is blank, but I'm blank. I said my sibling is maybe wealthier, retired, but I'm better looking and funnier.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, what would you say back? My brother is younger, but he also is mowing my yard to make ends meet.
That would be a good one, too.
All of these things fit for you.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, thanks for adding to the show this morning. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you.
All right, bye. Did he call us or did we call him?
I don't know.
Wendy in Harrisburg.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey. Fill in the blanks quickly because we got to get to Datum or Dump'Em coming up here in just a little bit. My sibling is blank, but I'm blank.
My sibling was the smarter one, but I am the alive one.
Okay.
The alive one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Now we play the full...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Game.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Got a new date number dumping. Love this segment. We decide the date fate of whoever sent us a message. And last week we got a message from Emma in Charlotte. And I think I said it wrong. Emma is not dating someone who is still dating someone. Emma is dating someone who is what, Emma?
Okay, so he is separated and currently going through a divorce.
So he's technically still married.
Yeah.
I mean, technically.
Right.
Well, okay, but everything else went great on the date. How do you know how long they've been separated for?
So they've been separated for 3 months, like living in different places and everything. But yes, everything else was amazing. And you know, he told me, so that has to count for something, right?
Well, I have a couple questions. First off, did you meet in person and he told you, like, that night? Did he have his wedding band on or did you meet on an app? And then he told you...
Oh, if he had his wedding band on, you got to bail.
No. He did not have a wedding band on.
Okay.
He did tell me in person. The only issue I have, I guess, really, is, like, how he said it.
Okay, how did he say it?
We were just like... We were sitting there, we were eating, and he was like, this date is going so well that I just want you to know that I'm still married. And I seriously, I thought I was going to spit my wine out. And then I was like, what?
Yeah, that's pretty much the face I made.
But did you meet him on a dating app?
Yeah, we met on Hinge, and we had Medford for a bit, and then
Okay, hold right there on Hinge, because... That's a lot different than him being out and about. Like, maybe if he was out and about and Emma ran into him, love found him. The fact that he's on a dating app means that he is over his wife and he is currently going through the divorce and the separation process, which takes a long time, by the way. But are you allowed to date while you're going through that process, and should Emma feel bad? That's what we want to know at 704-570-9595. Can Emma continue to date someone who's not officially divorced?
I think in North Carolina, you have to be separated for a year before you can actually get divorced. So, Emma, you then have to be able to be okay with hanging in there for at least another 9 months while he can even start the process. And two, like, I kind of feel like 3 months... Like, if you're just looking for a good time and you like the guy and you're like, ah, we'll see where it goes, cool. But if you're looking, I get nervous that he goes back to his wife if they've only been separated for 3 months.
Did he talk bad about her?
I didn't even consider that. I mean, he didn't talk bad about her, but he didn't, like, talk silly about her either.
Okay, do they have kids? Like, is there anything that would tie him back to her?
No. No, there's no kids. They got.
Okay.
919 said, I dated while I was separated, but, you know, you run the risk of reconciling and getting her heartbroken.
Right.
Is what you have to worry about.
The only upside is that there are no kids involved, because I think that takes down the percentage of them getting back together more.
Yeah.
All right, lots of people are calling. This is Kylie and Chesney. Hey, Kylie, what do you think? You're on the phone with Emma, and date him or dump him?
I would say dump him unless you can get solid proof that he's actually going to follow through with divorcing his wife. I've seen too many instances where men say that, and that's not actually their plan. And who knows if his soon-to-be ex-wife knows that he's out dating and on apps. So I would want some solid evidence of that first.
Good point, Kylie. What do you think? Does she know that he's dating?
I think so.
You don't know the answer, though.
It's okay not to know the answer. I mean, the guy just told you that he was married. Like, you're still getting your footing under you.
How many dates have you been on?
I didn't even, like, just two.
Okay.
But I didn't even think about, like, him going back to her or that. I just thought, like, am I being a bad person by dating somebody who's, like, going through this?
No, I mean,
that didn't even cross my mind.
I think you got to take out the fact that you're, you know, considering, are you a bad person? If they're truly, you know, separated, then I don't think there's anything wrong with you dating him. I would just be more concerned and protective over my heart than concerned if I was a quote-unquote good or bad person.
Devin and Lenore, you're on with Emma. Date him or dump him. She's dating a guy who's not officially divorced yet, just separated. What do you think she should do?
I don't think she should date him.
Have you been in this position?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually the guy in the position right now. I'm separated, and I'm just now starting to date again.
How long did it take for you to start dating?
I think my first date was like five and a half months after I separated from my wife.
Okay. But do you, just from someone who's gone through the experience, I have to ask you, because I'm truly curious, do you think 3 months is too early? Do you think he should hang out for a while before he starts dating anyone? Or do you think, like, it's just person by person?
It's definitely a person by person thing. I definitely wasn't ready until the last month and a half. But I had a lot of stuff I had to get over. So everybody's different.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks,
Devin. So maybe it does. I mean, maybe it does work.
Emma, what do you think so far?
I hadn't even considered the fear of him going back to her. And, like, now I just, like, that's all I can think about. What if he goes back to her?
So Alicia and Concord texted in. And I think you should do some more digging, because like Alicia and Concord texted in and said, it depends on who left who, because if she left him, if she turns around and she's like, yes, I want to take you back, he may go running back to her. If he was the one who was done with the relationship, he, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're just looking at percentages, like what takes down the percentage of you getting your heart broken.
Mm. Well, Holly and Conroy says you have to worry about the an alienation of affection. The wife could sue you for that.
I think that's if, like, she was the one who pulled him away, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they were cheating together and then they got the divorce.
So most people are saying date him. That's most of the text messages we're getting in, and most people on hold are saying that.
Yeah.
Although Tabitha in Lincolnton says dump. Let's just check her real quick before we go to break. Tabitha, why do you say dump?
So I was the ex-wife in this situation.
Oh.
My husband and me separated. We were separated for like 2 months. He moves in with a female. The entire time he is trying to come back home. He never once left me alone, and we're 3 years in, and he's still trying to get back with me.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. Mm. I'm glad she called.
Thanks,
because it's
Tabitha.
Interesting hearing from the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
However, as date 'em or dump 'em works, we take what the majority is, and the majority of the people are saying to continue to date him.
So maybe Emma cautiously date.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe, you know, just the next time we get together, I just... Can I ask a few more questions?
Can we get an update from you next Wednesday? Ask a couple more questions, and you can come back on with us next Wednesday?
For sure.
Right before dating or dump him? All right, awesome. Hang tight. Thank you, everyone. She's going to continue to date him, but she's going to ask more questions on date him or dump him.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
And the theme of today's show, brought to you by Heather and Charlotte, is, am I a good person or not? Because Nicole had something where she found money and wanted to know, am I a good person or a bad person if I keep it? Date him or dump him. Emma just called in and said, am I a good person if I date someone who's still technically married?
Mm-hmm.
And now we turn our attention to you, Loren. This is a reality radio.
Seriously. And I don't know if I'm a good person because of something I did.
I know I'm not. That's okay.
Okay. So let me just explain the situation, okay? Because I was at the mall and I was trying something on, and I may or may not have ripped a dress, okay? When I ripped it, I was like, what does that mean? Where do we go from here? Do I have to buy the dress? Right?
Poor quality, not your fault.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Then I'm thinking, poor quality, not my fault. I should go up to the counter. I should purchase the dress. Should I tell somebody? Should I just leave it in this dressing room and bail and ghost altogether?
Yes.
That's what you think I should have done?
If I ripped something at the store, I'd put it back on the hanger.
Oh, interesting.
Bad quality.
Mm.
By the way, you're holding the area here. Was it around the girls? Was that where it ripped?
No.
Good for you, Lorraine. You gotta size up with the girls.
I wish. No, but that's not what went through my mind at that time. So I took the dress up to the front. I know, you're giving me that look, and I know.
You did not.
I did. I took the dress up to the counter, and I said, hey, I just tried this on. I was putting it on, and it ripped. I did it. I'm happy to pay for it if you need me to.
Oh, what have I taught you?
Clearly nothing.
No, and you don't do that, especially at the mall. Like a little boutique, a mom-and-pop place, I get it. But screw the big corporate mall.
It's one of my favorite stores, and I want to be allowed back in.
Spencer's Gifts?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Was it a shirt that said Boob Inspector?
No. No. But, you know, I just didn't want to leave it there, and then somebody knew that I ripped it, and then next time I go in, they're all, like, looking at me.
Okay, what did the teenager at the front say you should do?
Wasn't a teenager.
Okay.
But the girl was great. She was like, don't worry about it. We'll just, you know, mark it out as damaged. It happens all the time. So she didn't make me pay for it, which I really appreciated.
And do you think she appreciated you giving it to her?
Yeah, I think so.
She throws it in a little bin in the back, uh-huh. And bang, insurance covers it.
Right. She said, actually, it happens a lot. I hope she didn't think I was trying to steal it. But she said, she said it happens a lot with the little stick things that they put on there, mm-hmm. The sensors. And my sensor was still on there, so it wasn't like it ripped there. But
right.
She said, we damage these out all the time because of that.
I'm calling my wife because she worked at a high-end boutique in Memphis for a long time, and I guarantee you that, like, they might have insurance or something for ripped clothing.
Oh,
like
maybe.
That.
I didn't think of that.
You know what I mean? Like, they have to cover it if that hits, you know? I don't know if she's going to answer. She's had a morning. The dog pooped in the house after I let her out. My daughter threw a huge fit.
It's a rough week.
I'm calling her.
All right.
I texted her that I'm calling. Maybe she doesn't want to play today. That's two times she didn't want to play. I called her the other day and she didn't want to play, but she came in on the rap party last
Nicole
Monday.
Nicole said, I agree with Manny. Put it back. Bad quality.
Yeah.
So maybe you're right, but I just didn't want to leave it in there.
You be honest with it. Stick it back on the hanger. Take it to the counter or say this tour trying it on. They'll mark it as damaged.
Okay.
So you did the right thing.
I think all of the above are the right thing though, right?
I mean, you did the right thing for you. I wouldn't even have walked up to the counter.
Listen, do you know what I would have hated? To try a dress on, love it, get it home, and then find out it was ripped because some idiot
100.
Like me left it in the dressing room.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. I thought you said you'd feel bad if you bought it, took it home, tried it on, and it ripped, and then they wouldn't take the return.
No.
No, you put it back on there so that you wait for the next person to go through and be like, what did I just do? Hits 95.1. So you know our friend Tom, who lives up in New York,
yeah,
writes for us while we're sleeping at night, tells us things that, you know, are going on in the world. We love him. He's our New York producer. He sent me a picture of a traffic light in the middle of nowhere upstate New York, and it's a traffic light, Loren, on the back of a trailer. Like, the city left it there. Like, you know when the city puts up those signs that say, like, slow down? Or they post the speed and it's, like, on wheels?
Yeah.
You ever see that? Mm-hmm. And it's, like,
it's a tow behind.
Right. And when you blow past it, it blinks and says you're going too fast. So what you do is you try and drive by and get the number up to, like, 70-something. Right? Does everybody do
and
that?
And hope that no cop is sitting there
you
watching
you. Hope that no cop is in there watching. And then, like, you kind of laugh. And then the next time you go by, you know, you go by at the normal speed. No, okay. I'm joking, of course. But so it's a traffic light on, like, it's a tow-behind traffic light. It's on, like, a little trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, dude, I'm in the so much in the middle of nowhere that they don't even have real traffic lights. So I was like, that's so weird. And then he hit me back, like, the next day. He goes, by the way, I found out that it's not a traffic light.
What is it?
Those signals are taking over for the sign holders in construction zones. So you know the guy and the gal that sits there with the sign that says stop?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And slow?
Yes.
This is taking over for that. It's the new technology.
Oh.
So he goes,
That's wild.
It was a one-lane bridge. So I sat there. His ultimate question, he goes, here's a question you can ask the listeners. How long do you sit at a red light? And I go, don't ask me, dude, because I commute in the morning and I blow all the lights.
I've seen Manny blow so many lights.
I know the timing of lights on Ray Road where I live out in the Ballantyne-Waxhaw area. And believe me, by the way, if anybody is listening that works for the city in the timing light area or you know someone who is, tell them that the light on Ray Road by Stonecrest is broken. It stays green on the Stonecrest Chick-fil-A side coming out of the store.
Right.
Way longer than it stays green on Ray Road. So there's way more traffic on Ray Road. Nobody's coming out of Chick-fil-A is not open on Sunday, let alone 5 a.m.
Yeah, but maybe they're... Okay, anyway. Manny is like such an old man. I've seen him go on... Like there's a website that you can report these things on. Yeah, and I've watched him report them.
It's a traffic timing issue. Traffic light timing issue. And I am going on here right after this to do that. But anyway, so Tom says like there should be a note that says this is a construction zone stop sign. There's not, though. It's just a trailer sitting there with the traffic light on it. So he sat there with it being ready, said, for about 4 minutes, and no cars were around, so he just went around it. And then he realized that there was one on the other side of the construction site.
That said, green, come.
And it was green, he said. He said, if another car was coming across the bridge, I would have been screwed. I would have had to back up.
Hmm.
How weird is that?
That is so strange. I think when they roll new stuff out like that, I mean, is there not a push notification that you can send to our phones or something?
So Wendy in Waxhaw says, I've seen those lights here in Waxhaw. I'm in Waxhaw quite a bit, Wendy. I haven't seen one yet, but now I know what to do.
They've used them in Britain for 40 years, somebody else says.
Oh, you know what it is? King Charles is already putting his stamp on America.
He's infiltrating us.
Yes. All right, mates. What's on the agenda for today? Yes, King Charles, we have a problem in America. Yes, I love America. What should we do over there? The stop, slow down signs. They seem a bit antiquated, don't they? Why, they certainly do, don't they? Why don't you send over 5,000 of our automated stop, slow down signs right away? Are you sure the Queen never wanted to do such a thing? I'm the King, damn it! Send immediately! The Manny and Loren Show, all the hits, Kiss 95.1. Got DM drama. If you have anything going on in your life, since we talk about our lives all day long here on the show.
Aren't you sick of hearing about our drama?
Yeah, I mean, Loren ripped a dress yesterday and was debating on whether or not she should tell the person at the store. That's what goes on in our lives.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you, though. You can DM us at the MRL Show on our Insta and tell us what's going on in your life. It's called DM drama. What do we got today?
Yeah, so I don't know. Should I use his name?
If he gave it to us and said don't use the name, then don't use it, but...
Okay, so he didn't say not to use it. So Brad sent us a DM, and he says, I love you guys, but I need some advice. This weekend was supposed to be amazing for me, and it ended up being kind of weird. He said, to make a long story short, I made plans to propose to my girlfriend this weekend, and I had everything set up in my house. I got down on one knee... And I took the ring out of my pocket, and as I went to open it, the power went out in my house.
Ooh, Saturday night, I bet it was pouring out.
Yeah.
And there were power outages.
Mm-hmm. He said, luckily, my neighbor is an electrician and came over to help me figure it all out.
Put a generator together or something. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He said, but by the time we got the generator set up, the romance was gone. He said, and now I don't know what to say to my now fiance. She took the ring out of the box with the flashlight phone, the phone and her flashlight. And she not only put it on, but then called all of her friends and family while I was helping my neighbor get the generator going. So it's not even like he was able to be there and enjoy her figuring it out herself.
I would have skipped the neighbor. I would have skipped the generator.
Just turned on the phone.
Most likely when your power goes out, it comes back on quickly or within like a couple hours, especially if we're not talking hurricane. And it wasn't like high winds. It was just heavy rain and a transformer probably blew in his neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. Like, I work for Duke Energy.
Well, he says... Now I'm wondering if the electricity going out was a bad omen. What do you guys think? Is this a sign that we should not get married?
No,
Brad. I originally thought when I read the beginning of this that it was going to be like, should I repropose?
No.
You don't think you should?
You have a story. You know my story.
Yeah,
I proposed to my wife in a cemetery right in front of her dad's cemetery plot.
Yeah.
His gravesite.
Edson.
And... I swear the sun was out, but behind us was a dark cloud. And right when I got down and proposed, it thundered. And we were like, that's a sign.
And you took it as a good sign. I would not have taken it as a good sign.
Amanda took it as a good sign, too. It was just, you know, a reaction.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the fact that he didn't get to enjoy the engagement with her is a little concerning to me. Like, she, like, he left to go do something, and she, like, just took the ring out. And I guess maybe he did, I don't know, say
he
the words.
He shouldn't have went for the generator.
Yeah, no.
And gotten the neighbor involved. But he should have just kept the cell phone lights, gotten a little flashlight. It would have been romantic.
But that's kind of why I say maybe re-propose. And then, listen, if something goes bad then yes, you shouldn't get married. It is an omen. And it's the universe telling you something else.
A lot of people are texting and saying the same thing. Like, I agree with Maney. He shouldn't have left. He's making it awkward. It wasn't awkward.
She was excited.
Someone said Jim proposed to Pam in the middle of a gas station on The Office in the rain. So they were fine. No, they weren't. The show ends where she's more into the guy on the camera crew, right? Yeah, he made it awkward with his priorities. Kinsey and Rock Hill is saying...
Well, he was probably, he wanted it to be perfect. You know what I mean? So, like, the lights go out and throw a wrench into your plans that you want to fix the plan. So he got sidetracked with that. And she was sidetracked because she had already known that they were getting engaged. So she took the ring out, she put it on her hand. I don't think there's a sign there that you shouldn't get married.
There's no bad omen.
No, I don't
think so. The question we have for Brad is, should he redo the proposal? I say no. You think he should.
Yeah.
What do you guys say? 704-570-9595. Maybe you were in a situation where something happened and you did redo the proposal. That's a great question. Why did you redo the proposal anyway? Is it as bad as Brad's story? I mean, Brad's story is not that bad. The lights went out, cell phone and a flashlight. You guys could have kissed,
right,
turned everything off, and had a great night. But you didn't. You went to the neighbor. You got a generator and tried to turn the lights back on with a generator. Oh, Bradley, and men in general. All right, 704-570-9595. It's Maney and Loren.
It's the Maney and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Loren, Brad sent us a DM on DM Drama. And just sum it up real quick for people who are just jumping into their cars now just after 9.
He was proposing to his girlfriend when the lights went out. And he now thinks it's a sign that they shouldn't get married. But I said, no, maybe you should just, like, re-propose.
Okay. Let's say hi to Sarah and Charlotte. We're wondering, should he redo the proposal or should he just leave it as is?
He needs to redo that proposal. Nothing is her fault. And if it was a bad situation, and she deserves another proposal because he's the one who decided to go next door.
I think he deserves another proposal, too, because
correct,
because he was trying to fix something to make it perfect for her, and then he missed out on the whole thing. And I think you just get, like, wrapped up in it sometimes.
Yeah, he can always try again. And I'm pretty sure she'll appreciate the second one.
You
yeah.
do?
Yeah,
see,
I do.
Like, can you take two swings at that?
Yeah, I think you can.
Yes, you can, because my sister got proposed, and I don't even know why, but she told us that she wanted a redo, but I don't know why she wouldn't tell him that, because she got proposed in the living room of her house with no one there, not even her kids.
But she wanted a redo, but she didn't tell you why she wants the redo.
No, she told me why, because her kids were in my house. And she came home to pick up her kids with a ring. And I'm like, you got a ring? And she was like, yeah, he proposed, like, just now. I'm like, why didn't he tell us? I mean, we knew about him.
Oh, before. Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was upset that nobody was there. She thought everybody was going to jump out of the couches.
I got you.
He was trying to make it special between them. And that wasn't her deal.
Well, remember, after I proposed to Amanda in the cemetery, I then took her to an appearance over at a club that
You're
I had to
so
go do.
So romantic.
Well, I had to pay for the ring, Loren. There was no Diamonds Direct at the time in Memphis. Hey, Ray.
Hey.
In Waxhaw, why did you have to redo a wedding proposal?
So my husband and I talked about doing redoing our wedding proposal, because I got so excited whenever he proposed that I just completely blacked out. Like, I don't remember anything that happened. And I finally confessed to him, like, months later, like, I love you, but I don't remember anything you said. And he told me that he was so nervous that he also has no idea what he said.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That is so funny. So did you end up doing the redo?
We didn't end up doing it just because it was, like, close to the wedding, and everything close to the wedding is craziness. But yeah. It's so funny, like, that neither of us remember getting engaged, really.
Oh, that's so, okay. I mean, that, you know, that kind of makes your story, too. Like, we blacked out. We don't remember it.
Yeah, no idea.
Do you think that Brad should redo his proposal?
I think that he should redo it. I think it could be really cute, but I definitely don't think it's a bad omen. I think the only bad omen would be if he thinks there's a reason to call off the wedding.
Right.
It's something that he's not telling us, yeah. But anyway. All right, Ray, thanks so much for listening to us out in Waxhaw. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
A lot of people are texting, and I mean, the radio fam is too much. Like, everybody's always like, there's something more going on that he's not telling us.
Oh,
or else he wouldn't
so?
Be asking
I
for
don't
a
know.
Review.
I think people just get, like, not cold feet, but, like...
No, they want it to be perfect.
Yes, they want it to be perfect.
It's not how
brain.
He pictured it.
Right, exactly.
Everybody's so damn cynical that listens to this show. Sounds like he might already have some doubts before the proposal.
Oh my gosh, you guys are all me. When did you turn into me? When did our radio family become Loren?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.